it is never dull. From the time I arrived in British East Africa at the indifferent age of 4 and went through the barefoot stage of early youth hunting wild pig with the Nandi, later training racehorses for a living, and still later scouting Tanganyika in the waterless bush country between the Tana and Ati rivers by aeroplane for elephant, I remained so happily provincial I was unable to discuss the boredom of being alive with any intelligence until I had gone to London and lived there a year. Boredom, like hookworm, is endemic. I have lifted my plane from the Nairobi airport for perhaps 1,000 flights, and I have never felt her wheels glide from the earth into the air without knowing the uncertainty and the exhilaration of first-born adventure. The call that took me to Nungwe came about 1 o'clock in the morning, relayed from the Muthaiga Country Club to my small cottage in the eucalyptus grove nearby. It was a brief message asking that a cylinder of oxygen be flown to the settlement at once for the treatment of a gold miner near death with a lung disease. The appeal was signed with a name I had never heard, and I remember thinking that there was a kind of pathetic optimism about its having been sent at all, because the only way it could have reached me was through the telegraph station at Mwanza, itself 100 miles by native runner from Nungwe. During the 2 or 3 days the message had been on its way, a man in need of oxygen must either have died or shown a superhuman determination to live. So far as I know, I was the only professional woman pilot in Africa at that time. I had no freelance competition in Kenya, man or woman, and such messages, or at least others not always so urgent or melancholy, were frequent enough to keep me occupied most days and far too many nights. Night flying over charted country by the aid of instruments and radio guidance can still be a lonely business. But to fly in unbroken darkness without even the cold companionship of a pair of earphones, or the knowledge that somewhere ahead are lights and life and a well-marked airport, is something more than just lonely. It is at times unreal, to the point where the existence of other people seems not even a reasonable probability. The hills, the forests, the rocks.